Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program, Let Us Reflect. Today's topic is the reality of rage. Rage or anger is something which affects every human being. It's something which we don't really have control over. It can affect us at any time, maybe through the offense of another individual, maybe a situation which is not according to our liking. Whatever the reason, anger is something which affects us. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam gave us some guidelines regarding anger, how we can save ourselves from incurring losses because of anger or because of acting in anger or due to acting in rage. We also have guidelines from our scholarly predecessors, our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, who have given us advice about how one should behave, how one can suppress anger, how one can recognize certain character traits, which if we control those character traits, we can control the effects, the adverse effects of anger. So many things to discuss, inshallah. We will try to discuss or cover as much as we can in today's session. Following our routine, I would like to share with you first a narration which expresses the excellence of sending peace and blessings in favor of the best in creation, the leader of all prophets, Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Whosoever sent blessings upon me, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies upon him, erases 10 of his sins, and increases or upgrades him by 10 grades. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to attain this reward. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad." As far as anger and rage is concerned, a common scenario we find in a society is when two people have a disagreement, or Allah forbid, there is a verbal exchange, meaning one may swear at the other, or one may retaliate by swearing back, or it may be a heated confrontation between two people. So the very first point, or the very first narration that I would like to share with you, this addresses or this covers a confrontation between two people. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam gave specific advice that if someone is in such a situation, in fact his advice covers general situations, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam witnessed something and he instructed the Sahaba, or he advised the Sahaba, that there is a way of dealing with rage or confrontation of this manner. First, I would like to share with you the hadith. The narration is as follows. An Sulaiman ibn Surad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, "Kuntu jalisan ma'an nabiyyi sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Sayyidina Sulaiman bin Surad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that we were in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What happened? The hadith continues. وَرَجُلَانِ يَسْتَبَّانِ وَأَحَدُهُمَا قَدْ إِحْمَرَّ وَجْهُهُ وَانْتَفَخَتْ أَوْدَاجُهُ. Two men were swearing at each other. They were arguing with each other. They were actually swearing at each other. And one of the two men, he became red in the face. Not only that, the hadith continues, he says his veins became more prominent. You could actually see that he was in that state of rage. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam witnessed this and he said, إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ كَلِمَةً Indeed, I know of a word. لو قالها لذهب عنه ما يجد. That if he was to say this word, or if he was to say utter this statement, this would go from him. Meaning, this state of rage, this anger, it would abate, it would finish.
لو قال أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ذهب منه ما يجد.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if he said, if he says أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, which we know, it means that I seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the accursed devil, shaytan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if he says these words, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, then this condition that he finds himself in, it would go. He would be relieved of this condition.
فَقَالُوا لَهُ إِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ تَعَوَّذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
So the companions of the Allah Ta'ala anhum, they said to that man who was full of rage, his face was red, his veins had become prominent, they approached that man and they said that indeed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the accursed devil. So they informed him that this was the way he could manage his situation as instructed or advised by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So the clear lesson from this hadith of Bukhari is that if we are affected by anger, if we are overcome by rage, one way of dealing with this is that we seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we say things in Arabic and we don't focus on the meaning, or we're not aware of the meaning. Even if you don't know the literal meaning, as long as you know that when you say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, this ta'awudh statement, this is a means of seeking protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what you're saying is, you're saying, oh Allah, I seek protection from you. From whom? From the devil, the accursed devil, because it is the devil who plays with an individual. Yes, he plays with an angry person the way a child plays with a ball. For him, someone who is angry, he does not lose hope from such an individual. And we know this, as our scholars have written about the condition of anger, that the devil is never, he never loses hope with angry people. Sometimes you can have someone who is very punctual in his worship, he is fulfilling his certain duties, religious duties that are incumbent upon him, but unfortunately he has this rage element. He's very temperamental, very emotional, just has this flare-up. Stereotypically it is said about men, but it's not necessarily true. There are many men who are quite calm, and it could be sometimes from the women. So men, man or woman, anger is something which affects every human being. But the way we deal with this anger is important. So one way of countering this situation is to seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And you mean this from your heart, that I seek the protection of Allah from the accursed devil. Just going through, or just reflecting upon this meaning, our program after all is called Let Us Reflect. Just reflecting upon this statement, what are you doing? You are acknowledging the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will give you protection. One thing. Another point that you're acknowledging is that this anger, the bad element which comes from anger, this is from the devil, shaytan. And you may be reminded of the fact that he plays with an individual the way a child plays with a ball when someone is in an angry state. So by reflecting upon this fact that you're seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the accursed devil, it puts things into perspective. And then suddenly you find you can calm down. It's easier for you to calm down because the evil or the bad element of this situation, this condition, is from the devil, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will provide protection if we seek His protection with His grace subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What is the reality of rage? The reality of rage is that this is one of the ways of deceit, one of the tricks of the devil. This is the way shaitan tries to control or tries to lead people astray, tries to fuel this condition in an individual. He may be angry already, and then the whispers affect him, the whispers of the devil affect him, and this fuels his anger. If a person acknowledges the fact that the negative element or this feeling where he is almost losing control of himself, this is something which is desired by shaitan, and this is undesirable in Sharia. Our beloved Prophet told us or instructed us to suppress this anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran. There are many prophetic traditions. Real strength is that we suppress this anger. When we reflect upon these matters, it will become easier for us to control ourselves and to remain in control of the situation. But remember, this is a trick. This is one of the ways of deceit of shaitan. This is the reality of rage. We're not talking about being affected by anger, because being affected by anger is something which we don't have control of. It's an emotion. But what you do and how far you take it and whether or not you fuel it, this is something we do have control over, and it's within our power. Now, if we choose to control ourselves, inshallah, we will not do something or say something that we will regret. In the commentary of this hadith, Allama Abul Hasan ibn Battal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that isti'adha billah, meaning seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or seeking protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the devil, this ends anger. This will suppress your anger. So if you express this dua in the right way, sincerely, your anger will come to an end. This is what he says regarding this hadith. And he also says that seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the most effective ways of countering the deceit of the devil. So we are weak people. We are people who often lose control, or we are people who give in to our weaknesses. If we seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as instructed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, this will be effective in our battle against shaitan, and inshallah, we will not fall into any sinful element with the blessings of seeking protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition to saying A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, there are other things that we can do. Sayyiduna Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports, as mentioned in Abu Dawud, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said that if anyone among you becomes angry, becomes enraged, if he is standing, he should sit down. If his anger abates, if his rage comes to an end, then that's fine. Otherwise, he should lie down. So you're probably thinking, that's something I've not really thought of. Usually people, when they're confrontational, if they might stand up. So the conversation might start rather sitting down, but they get angry and they stand up. So the first step is, if one is in that confrontational mode, he should take a step back, sit down. Because if he is standing up, he's closer to physically doing something. He might become violent, he might raise his hand or do something physical. So better to take a step back, go back to the sitting position, or if he was standing already, he sits down. The obvious benefit of this is that he won't physically lash out straight away. Usually that's the case. So he sits down. If he is not, sometimes people get so angry, even in a sitting position, it does not calm them down. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You should lie down," and that's something we don't usually get that far in terms of thinking of options. Lie down. Lying down will suppress that anger. This is the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in another hadith, also mentioned in Abu Dawud, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that rage is from shaitan. So this extreme anger, this wrath, this is from shaitan. And shaitan is made from fire. Fire is extinguished by water. So if one of you becomes angry, or becomes enraged rather, he should perform wudu. And through this ablution, through the Islamic ablution, the Islamic wudu, this will calm. Obviously, the instruction is he does this so that it calms his anger down, his anger or his rage abates. Now, the point being, the benefit of this is that usually if someone is in a confrontational situation, if they decide to calm themselves down through following this advice by wudu, then they will leave that confrontational zone. They will leave that situation to perform wudu. So just with because of the intention, they've not done wudu yet. They've already taken themselves out of the risk zone or the danger zone. And now, but obviously the feelings, that feeling might still be there. The rage is still there. It's been fueled. So as he performs wudu, that the fire inside him will begin to abate, will be extinguished with the beautiful water of wudu. Beautiful, why do I say that? Blessed, I can say, I guess, as well, because it's rewarding when you perform wudu. The action itself is rewarding, and sins are forgiven as limbs are washed. So this is a win-win situation if only people followed the prophetic advice and dealt with their rage or anger in the correct way according to the Islamic etiquette. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned a door in hell, and the person who will enter through this door of hell and enter hell will be the one whose anger only ends, whose rage only ends with the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning whenever he becomes angry, whenever he's full of rage, the result of that rage is he will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some way. We must reflect upon this for ourselves. When we become angry, do we fuel that, let that anger become fueled within ourselves? And do we lash out? Do we say something which is offensive? Or do we use language which is indecent, inappropriate, foul words because we're overcome by this feeling of anger? If this is the case, then Allah forbid, we don't want to be among the people who about whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they will enter this particular door of hell, or there is a door of hell particularly for such people whose anger only ends, whose rage only ends with the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us think about ourselves. Is it not the case that when we become angry or enraged, we usually come to a point where we do something that may be sinful? Allah forbid, if this is the case, then we should repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should refrain from this in the future. As soon as you feel that rage, you feel your temperature rising, you feel that fire of rage inside you, that is the time to act. Whether you say through أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, through sitting down, through lying down, through leaving the area and performing wudu, whatever, do something. Don't stay in that situation, don't stay in that condition, and don't let it overtake you. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam described different situations of people. Four people were mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and he said that soon I shall tell you of the matters of people and their habits. And then he mentioned sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, there is a person who becomes angry quickly, but then his anger abates quickly. This is not a cause of a loss for him. Then he mentioned a second individual. He said he's someone who becomes angry after time, meaning it takes a long time for him to get angry, but his anger also abates quickly. This is also not something which will incur a loss for him. A third type of person he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned was the person who seeks his right, meaning he wants his right, or he seeks his right, and at the same time he fulfills the rights of other people, meaning other people who have rights over him. He does not violate their rights in any way. Although he is seeking the fulfillment of his personal right, at the same time he fulfills the rights of other people. Again, this situation is not something which will be a means of loss for him. And the fourth person the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned was the person who seeks his right, who seeks his personal right, but he does not fulfill the rights of others. This is something which is harmful for him. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it clear that anger is something which will come, which will affect people, but it's not always something which is which can incur a loss or which can be sinful, as you heard. Sometimes when a person becomes angry and then soon he calms down, this is something which is natural. This is something which will not be reprehensible for him in any way. But remember, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, this theme is mentioned in hadith, that anger, rage, it actually spoils faith. It's something which affects one's religion, one's iman, one's faith. So we should not be people who think of this as something normal. We must be careful of the rage element. We can't control anger in terms of we will become displeased with so many things in life. It's how we respond to that feeling of anger or displeasure. Do we fuel this and make it, turn it into an uncontrollable rage, or do we let it, do we suppress it and let it abate? This is something which we must decide. We must reflect upon this, and we must become believers who are in control. Once a man swore at Sayyiduna Salman Farsi, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, an individual swore at him. What was the response of this noble companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, "If my deeds weigh less on that, on the scale," meaning on the Day of Judgment when my deeds are weighed, "if my deeds weigh less, then I am worse than what you have said." It's quite shocking that, so someone is swearing at him and he is saying, he's not even concerned about the personal insult. His concern is for the hereafter. He is saying that, what if my condition is such that the weight of my good deeds is less on the Day of Judgment, then I am worse. And this is a beautiful example of looking at the bigger picture or the more important aspect of life. Because for us, the important aspect, or the most important aspect of life, is to do with our salvation, is to do with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The confrontations that we have in this world, some will live for a few more years, some will live for a few more days. These confrontations will end. So when you look at the bigger picture, salvation, forgiveness in the court of Allah, saving yourself from the fire of hell, this kind of makes all these personal grudges and personal offenses seem to be quite petty. And you overlook these things when you look at the more important aspect of life and the more important aspect of the hereafter. Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salam, he asked his cousin Prophet Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, which action or which thing is most severe? Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam said, "The wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the extreme displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Then Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salam asked, "Which deed or which action brings one closer to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" Meaning, which action will lead to the extreme displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam answered by saying, to show anger. This was the answer Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam gave. Then Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salam asked another question. He said, "Which things or which elements fuel anger or create anger?" And Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, he said, "Arrogance, pride, self-professed respect," meaning any way you want to say it, you know, when someone thinks that they're important or they should be respected. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam mentioned these points. Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah, he adds to these causes of anger, and he says, self-love, when someone loves themselves, basically. That's what self-love is. And if people who are have this selfie craze, they must think about this as well. If you're taking a selfie of yourself, is not necessarily sinful or something which is bad, but one must look at his heart or reflect upon the condition of his or her heart. Is that picture taken because one is affected by self-love, or is that picture taken for another reason? We know the answer to this question. This is a personal condition, or we must reflect upon this personally for ourselves. Imam Ghazali continues, he says, when people are not serious, so this can also lead to anger. He also mentions when people humiliate or embarrass others, this can also cause anger or fuel anger. interrupting others, when people are speaking, cutting them off and interrupting them, opposing other people or having this aggressive attitude of opposition, deceiving people, having an excess of wealth, meaning having a lot of money, because money usually, it fuels pride, and obviously pride is one of the reasons why people become angry. Imam Ghazali continues and he says, extreme or severe greed, this can also incur anger. So how can you counter this anger? How can you control this anger? Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah, he mentions in some detail, he mentions advice about how we can counter anger. Just to summarize what he says, that obviously arrogance is something which fuels anger, so one must become humble. If you're humble for Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you. Remember that. So humility, adopt humility. Another point which he mentions is that people, they have this sense of pride because of their lineage. Remember, all people, all creation are the children of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. So don't look down on people. Don't look at people with this superiority complex and think of them as being inferior. After all, ultimately, we all are the children of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. And in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Remember, it's piety that will lead you to be, that will make you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These things are blessings. If you come from a good family, alhamdulillah. You know, this is, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we're part of, if we have a good lineage, but this is not the be all, or this is not the most important thing in terms of our salvation. We must be pious people. We must be righteous people, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah, he further mentions that saving yourself from taunting other people, mocking other people, this will counter rage and anger. Because of this taunting and mocking people, this can fuel rage, or this can create rage and confrontations, obviously. Saving yourself from unnecessary things, unnecessary speech, unnecessary actions. How do you do that? He says, make yourselves busy in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in seeking the knowledge of Islam. This is the advice of Imam Ghazali. Because when you use your free time to do something as important and blessed and sacred as seeking the knowledge of Islam, you will, you won't give your ego, you won't give yourself the opportunity to fall into sin and to fall into confrontational situations, because you're worried about and you're taking care of more important matters of life. In terms of thinking about the result of humiliation, if you're humiliating other people, you should think about your feelings if someone humiliated or offended you, and that should be enough of a deterrent. When it comes to greed, you should be content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, and this will lead to a better condition. You will be in a stronger position to counter any rage. To conclude what Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah was saying, he mentions towards the end that to refrain, to express an aversion, a hatred for all these bad traits which were mentioned, the pride, taunting, offending others, mocking others, looking down on other people, a false sense of self-respect, greed, greed of wealth, or just being affected by materialism. Refraining from all these characteristics and adopting the opposite of these characteristics, which we mentioned, when a person is remains steadfast upon opposing these traits, the very elements of rage are eliminated, meaning the things that cause the rage, all those elements are eliminated, and after time a person is in a better spiritual state. So that is the advice of Imam Ghazali. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to be sincere in our efforts to counter rage, to understand that we should be believers who are in control. We must strive to follow the prophetic way, to reflect upon the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam regarding rage and the reality of rage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the accursed shaitan. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Please keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah, let us all reflect. From a sinful life, what can we expect? Return to Allah, let us all reflect.